a person retires because he's tired of what he's doing. I'm not.
Old age isn't so bad.
85. It's just a number.
I can do just about anything you mentioned.
I could do them just as well as I did 30 years ago.
Well, what would I get out of retiring?
Well, have you ever been experienced? Well, I have.
This spring, we've begun a series of conversations with folks more in the autumn of life who are holding back winter by being as active as they ever were in their eighth and ninth decades of life. This series, called In My Experience, reminds us that the passion to change the world is not simply the product of headstrong youth. Today, our guest is screenwriter, novelist, essayist, playwright, and gay rights activist Larry Kramer. The Broadway revival of his 1985 critically acclaimed play, The Normal Heart, opened this week, a play about the tragedies and political anger of the AIDS crisis in the 1980s, and it feels as current as yesterday. I saw this terrific show this week and was amazed how directly Kramer's story of fighting back is connecting with audiences today. And to my surprise, even Kramer himself was more than a little amazed by the revival's success.
We are all enormously surprised. What happened was that Joel Grey did a benefit reading, directed a benefit reading with Joe Mantello and with Glenn Close as the doctor for the Actors Fund back in February. And it turned out to be just this gigantic success from the very first line, which is, I know something's wrong. It was like it was happening right away. It had an immediacy, and you could hear a pin drop for the remainder of the performance. And we were surprised, quite frankly. And Daryl Roth, who is just the most amazing producer, said, I'm going to take this to Broadway. That's it. And she has, and the response has just been overwhelming. I'm not used to it, quite frankly. I've never had this before, so I'm sort of weak in the knees.
But this time around, it's old wise Larry Kramer with all these youngsters. How's that?
Well, I don't know how wise I am. I am old. Well, it's funny because we have all these youngsters in it, and I didn't know that Jim Parsons was a big TV star, for instance, and. After the show, by the stage door, there are all these kids lined up, you know, for him and for Luke McFarlane and Lee Pace, who were big in TV. It's been wonderful. It has.
You know, the whole idea of I think there's something wrong and then deciding to take action and not feel powerless are themes that really go through a lot that's happened since. I mean, the AIDS crisis was something that, of course, is still going on, but you know, is associated with the 80s. But I think there's something wrong could also be the way we came to understand 9/11, the way we came to understand the war in Iraq, those kinds of things.
Right.
Do you think this is a universal sort of theme that somebody notices something's wrong and stands up and then people follow or not?
Oh, I don't know, John. I write what makes me angry, and it's been my pattern in life, I found out, I guess, so. How other writers write, I don't know. This has always made me very angry, and being gay on top of it and not having the rights that gay people don't have, coupled all together, just I blew a fuse, so, and I'm glad I did.
Some of the funniest lines in the show refer to a character not unlike Larry Kramer, who gets mad and doesn't accept compromise and ends up losing friends. Do you have any friends left at this stage?
It's interesting because one of the characters in one of the characters is based on has just written a very long letter to me of some sort or another that I know is going to upset me. Do I have friends or do I not? Yes, I have a lot of friends, and I have a lot of people who find me controversial, and then I have a lot of people who probably don't like me. But I learned the one lesson I learned very early on, thank God, is that no matter what you say and do, X number of people are going to approve and X number of people are not going to approve. So you might as well do and say what you want to say. And I've always been able to live by that, thank God.
Larry Kramer, is Getting Older the story of when you give up the fight or when you decide never to give it up?
Oh, I don't know. I don't feel old, so I don't know how to answer that question.
But there was a time where you never expected to live this long.
I've almost died several times, yes. And I was prepared. I was ready. And fortunately, there were reprieves when I got my new liver particularly. And so you start all over again and spend each day trying to use my writing for whatever issue that upsets me. And it confines itself mostly to gay stuff and HIV stuff.
So why don't you just retire?
Oh, God, John, I couldn't do that. Why don't you?
Well, I'm not 75 yet, and I probably would be a lot like you. But give advice to a 50-year-old Larry Kramer about things to do over the next 25 years.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I think the important thing is to keep your mind alive and take chances and expose yourself to all different kinds of experiences and to read a lot. I learned an awful lot from reading and doing research for projects, and you can't become a couch potato. I hardly ever watch television, that's for sure. But
I have to ask you, I interviewed you for ABC television a long time ago, back in the 90s, and you had the most monster stereo I've ever seen before or since.
Oh, those speakers we got rid of, yeah. They were old disco speakers that I got a hold of somehow. I still have monster speakers, but I have to tell you, we don't use them because you know what sound sticks are that you can play?
Yeah.
Harman Kardon sound sticks. You play through your computer, and they're just as good, and they're a fraction of the size.
So, would your advice, Larry Kramer, to a young person coming up, be maybe don't buy the big speakers, but hold on to the big anger?
Well, John, you know, I think anger is a very healthy emotion, and I think kids today and people today, maybe always, have been taught that it's bad, that it's impolite or whatever, but it isn't. It's a very important anger, and it doesn't mean going out and killing somebody. It means expressing your opinion firmly and strongly, backing it up with as much evidence as you can to present your case. So I don't mind being called angry.
Well, with never any hesitation to express his opinion and views or his passionate feelings about anything, Larry Kramer, screenwriter, novelist, essayist, playwright, and gay rights activist, the Broadway revival of his play, The Normal Heart, opened this week. Larry, congratulations.
Thank you, John.
You can be a part of our series in your experience. Use our iPhone app and talk with an elder of yours. Record them and ask, what keeps you going? What should I know when I'm your age? Upload that to us, and we'll share it with the nation. That app available at thetakeaway.org or on iTunes. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is out all week. This is The Takeaway.
Come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.